Friday night, we appear to have some young people who were hanging about the area. They have set fire to a number of tyres around the area and have rolled possibly two tyres onto the pitch and have caused extensive damage to the pitch.
You have visited the area with community workers. An assessment now has to be done as to what it's going to cost to restore the pitch. Is there any figure yet with regards to what the cost of this is going to be?
We don't have a figure yet. Unfortunately, the damage is quite extensive and it is going to cost quite a bit of money to repair this. I am going to be contacting council today to see what the actual cost is and to try and push them to get this work carried out as quickly as possible. This multi-use games area is used on a daily basis by the local community. It is used free of charge by local children to play football. They can go in there and they can have a kick around. It's used by local clubs, local football clubs, the GAA. It's used by schools and youth clubs. It is used on a daily basis. So we're really keen to get this pitch back up and running again as quickly as possible.
And obviously the priority now is to ensure that once this is back up and running, that we don't have a repeat of this and that these incidents like we saw in Chantallow, like we saw recently at Racecourse Road, that they aren't repeated.
100%. Now, this multi-use games area has been open now for 10 years and this is the first time that we have seen such an attack on it. So we are determined that we don't see a repeat of this performance.